Good morning, everyone. Today I'd like to play a John Wayne clip from the 1960s film The Alamo, in which he played Davy Crockett. Courtesy of YouTube, where it's entitled The Best John Wayne Quote Ever. I guess I could just sit down right now, but in this quote, we hear a man who's looking for meaning in his life, and from his experience, he shares some of the things that made it meaningful for him. This may make you ask yourself, what does my life add up to? Or what will I do with the rest of it? Which brings me to the main point of my sermonette today, which is, God wants us to have a full and abundant life, and God's way is the way to that life. If you will, please turn to John 10. Turn to John 10, verse 10. In John 10:10, it says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." How can we have an abundant life? Well, point number one is build others up. If you will, please turn to Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Verse 17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends." We need to sharpen and encourage each other and build each other up. Point number two, money doesn't make you happy, giving does. Please turn to Ecclesiastes 2, verse 8. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 8 says, this is Solomon speaking, "I also gather for myself silver and gold and special treasures of the kings and of the provinces. I acquired male and female singers and the delights of the sons of men and musical instruments of all kinds." And if you drop down to verse 11, "Then I looked on all the works that my hand had done and the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity, grasping for the wind, and there was no profit under the sun." So we can see that money didn't make Solomon happy. Now, if you will, please turn to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, "So let each one give as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. So giving brings cheer and happiness. Point number three, stand up for God and what is right. To have a full life, ask for God's help. If you will, please turn to Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 through 20. Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 through 20. It says, "For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over to the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear and do it?' But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your hearts, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. That you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. For if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go into and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life, and that both of you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey him, his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give to them." We can see we must stand up for God and what is right, and to do this, we need to ask God's help. In conclusion, build others up. Money doesn't make you happy. Giving does. Stand up for what is right to have a full and abundant life. Ask God for help. God wants us to have full and abundant lives, so much so that he sent his son so we could. So the next time you get a chance, will you hit a lick against what's wrong? Will you say, "I may sound like a Bible beater, yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right in this world and there's wrong. You do one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're as dead as a beaver hat."